Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, a daily devotion podcast. Today is December 18, 2019, day 351. Today's topic, He makes me dwell in the darkness. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments, for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 143, verses 1 to 6, Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 3, verse 19, Revelation, chapter 9, verses 1 to 21, Proverbs 30, verse 10. Today's main passages, the first one, Psalm 143, verses 1 to 6. Lord, hear my prayer, listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. The enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in the darkness like those long dead. So my spirit grows faint within me. My heart within me is dismayed. I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. I spread out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. The second passage is from Psalm 23, verses 1 to 6. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The third passage, Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is, He makes me dwell in the darkness. He makes me lie down in green pastures. When I read today Psalm 143 verses 1 to 6, describe someone who used to walk with God, who lived in God's presence, but now he makes me dwell in the darkness. I am aware that this is a similar situation for quite a number of Christians. This is exactly the opposite situation to Psalm 23 verses 1 to 6 or Habakkuk chapter 3 verses 17 to 19. The he in Psalm 143 verses 1 to 6 is the enemy who deceives us. When we are in the situation of losing everything, as in Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17, but because our another he, our Lord and our Shepherd, he refreshes our souls that we experience his healing, freedom, and salvation. And because of that intimate relationship, we can use you to say to the Lord, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, come and refresh our souls, that we can experience your healing, freedom, and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to have that refreshing of your soul that you can experience God's healing, freedom, and salvation? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.